Do vortices connect wormholes? It is being predicted the number of rogue planets, those that are in between solar systems and even galaxies, will be far more than first thought. Astronomers are studying this phenomenon. This makes me wonder if life could exist on a rogue planet. Perhaps one of the reasons an extraterrestrial is coming here is because their planet got close enough for their current technology to allow them to reach us. Would any race have had the technology to survive having their planet knocked out of orbit? I guess that would depend on how advanced they were to begin with. There are places which are considered gateways either from other dimensions, or wormholes from other areas in space that provide shortcuts. There are those who think we should have constant observation of these places if we want to learn more about this sort of thing. One of these places is said to exist near the Great Pyramid in Egypt. One of the reasons it is thought the Great Pyramid has something to do with UFOs is basic. UFOs have been seen many times which are pyramid-shaped. Is this just a coincidence? That is rather unlikely. This brings me to the big question. Is the Great Pyramid and even the others, some sort of copy of a UFO, such as the cargo cult which developed after the Second World War when we stopped flying supplies to different islands and the natives made representations of planes on the ground hoping it would attract the planes to come back? A few years ago, two UFOs were seen hovering between the Great Pyramid and the Pyramid of Khafre. A smaller one was also seen near it. Why would UFOs suddenly appear near the pyramids at Giza? Maybe because the so-called vortex is said to exist by the Giza pyramids and is especially nearer the Great Pyramid. Could they be using the vortex as a gateway to planet Earth if it exists? There are supposedly vortexes existing in many different areas of this planet we know about, and probably many more we have no idea about. There are supposedly two vortexes existing at a small farm in La Senda, Costa Rica. The farm is near the beach of Tamarindo. It is not the only place in Costa Rica which is said to have a vortex. Another area is Nauyaca, Costa Rica. One question is, how is a vortex created? Is it artificial or natural? Could it have been created by extraterrestrials? I am afraid we don't have the answers to these questions. Some believe areas with a lot of fresh water are some sort of power source which might lead to the creation of a vortex. When a mapping survey was taken from the sky in a plane, a very good photo of a UFO was in the photos. After examination of the film, it was shown not to have been altered in any way. Another place where a vortex is said to exist is at Sedona, Arizona. There is actually a vortex tour which is conducted there. It is said vortexes exist at Bell Rock, Airport Mesa, Boynton Canyon and Cathedral Rock. Some are said to have outgoing energy and others incoming. There is also a UFO tour at Sedona. It has been said if you want to see a UFO, your best chance is at Sedona. People have been reporting UFO sightings in the Sedona area as far back as 1904. The sightings are said to be in the thousands. Some believe a vortex has a religious significance. Others believe, as I said, it is some sort of gateway. Many think the reason there are so many UFO sightings at Sedona is that they have so many vortexes and maybe each one is coming from a different area of space and being used by different alien races to get here. Mount Shasta, California, is said to be the location of a vortex. For many years, all sorts of strange events have been reported happening at or near the mountain. It is actually a volcano, and as most of us who are interested in UFOs know, UFOs seem to be attracted to volcanoes. It is thought they might be getting energized by them somehow. The legends of strange activity at this location go back to the ancient Native American tribes who lived in the area. For some of the tribes, it is believed the mountain is the home of the creator. There are photos showing UFOs flying over the mountain. Some seem to disappear around the mountain. Could they be going into a vortex? There is a town in England where it is believed two energy streams meet, creating a very energetic vortex. The name of the town is Glastonbury. This idea goes back to the Druids. It has a long history of religious worship. Extraterrestrials have been said to have been seen in the area and many UFO sightings. Could they be coming through the vortex? Sometimes ancient ruins are said to contain a vortex. Such is the case with the ruins at Tulum, Mexico, a former Mayan city. It has been claimed there is a strong vibration of energy coming from the area which has caused meteors to crash there. In 2013, a UFO was seen flying over the city, making a right turn and then just disappearing. Did it go into a vortex? When UFOs disappear, it could be due to advanced technology or entry into a vortex. We can only suspect which it is. One of the most famous areas which is said to have a vortex is Stonehenge, in Wiltshire, England. One of the reasons for this suspicion is the fact it is in the center of 14 ley lines. A ley line is an important connection between important sites. For thousands of years, this monument has been worshipped and many have felt it had special properties. There have been many UFO sightings over Stonehenge. Sometimes multiple UFOs are seen sailing over the monument. In 2020, a huge glowing UFO was seen hovering over the monument. Did it come out of a vortex? We see many vortices in nature. They appear in fluids in nature in many instances. Even draining water out of a tube or sink causes a vortex. They are extremely common. If they exist as some sort of portal, they are invisible because some types of energy are invisible. Is it possible a vortex shortcut could exist in space, connecting the Earth to some other area in the galaxy or to another galaxy? As I have always said, there is a lot we do not know, but many scientists do believe in wormholes and they could be connected to a vortex.